In this week's parasha, we read of the much-anticipated meeting between Yaakov and Esav. The brothers had not seen each other for over two decades, and when they parted ways, it wasn't exactly under the best of circumstances. Esav feeling that his brother had robbed him of his birthright, of his blessings, of his destiny. Yaakov, literally fearing that his brother was going to kill him, takes flight. Now, more than two decades later, the brothers, having changed, gotten married, established families, accumulated wealth, are now about to meet each other. And the pasuk describes the opening pasuk of the parasha. Vayishlach Yaakov malachim lefanav al Esav, achiv arsa tseir sedei Edom. Yaakov sent malachim. Rashi says malachim are angels. Others say malachim just means messengers. And he sends messengers to Esav. He sends messengers with a message. He sends messengers with a gift. We know the story. The great tzaddik Rav Naftali of Rapshitz sees something beautiful in this pasuk. And he says, you know, every pasuk in the Torah has a stated meaning, but also has a meaning on the level of pnimius, a deeper meaning, an inner meaning. And says the Rebbe, listen to the lesson the Torah is conveying to us. The lesson, one of the most dramatic life lessons, contained in one word. The word is vayishlach. And the Rebbe says, vayishlach really is made up of two words. Vayishlach. Vayishlach. What's vay? Says Rav Naftali of Rapshitz, vay is oy. Oy, now oy is one of those words that doesn't really require a translation. Oy is how you feel at the end of a difficult day. Oy is an expression of how you feel in the midst of difficult circumstances. And oy could even be used to describe how you feel in the aftermath of overwhelming tragedy and loss. Oy is the word of sadness. Oy is the word for feeling overwhelmed. Oy is when I feel like life is piling on my shoulders and I just don't know what to do. So what's the secret of successful living, says the Rapshitzer? The secret is vayishlach, vayishlach. Sometimes you have to send the oy away. Sometimes a person has to say, oy, you have no place in my life. Oy, you got to get packing. Oy, you got to get out. Vay, the oy, shalach, you have to send it away. Listen to the words of the Rapshitzer. He says, the greatness of Yaakov Avinu was gireish mitoch atzmo es ha'atzvos. He sent away the sadness from himself. Vayishlach, Yaakov sent the oy. He sent the atzvos. He sent the sadness away. And what an incredible life message. Happiness is a choice. We often think that happiness is a function of some reality in life. I will be happy if, and people fill in that blank in different ways. For some people, I'll be happy if I could buy a bigger house. I'll be happy if I get a nicer car. I'll be happy with a vacation. I'll be happy with a career accomplishment. I'll be happy if I get married. I'll be happy if I have kids. We have all different things that we think are going to cause us happiness. But at the end of the day, anyone who has lived any little bit of life knows you can have all of those things and still not be happy, and you could have none of those things and be dramatically happy, because happiness is often a choice. Happiness is a choice. What type of disposition do I want to adopt for myself? What type of attitude do I want to adopt for myself? And says the Rapshitz is something amazing. Yaakov Avinu made a decision. Vayishlach, vayishlach. Sometimes a person has to just say, you know what? I'm tired of living in the fog of negativity. And I'm tired of feeling bad about myself, feeling negative towards others, being sour on life. I'm tired of being sarcastic, and I'm tired of being cynical, and I'm tired of just always having the most down and negative and terrible and dark outlook on everything and everyone. I'm tired of it. And therefore, again, a person decides, vayishlach, vayishlach. To send I packing, to send I away, to chase away the sadness, to chase away the negative disposition. While it's true that you can't choose many of the circumstances in your life, but you absolutely choose your attitude. You choose your disposition. You choose whether or not you want to be a Vayishlach Jew. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.